net, or the who knows what net. This is W9KD. This is John, located in Noblesville. And you're stuck with me again this evening. I had two other net controls, but the first one had something come up with the family. So the backup then advised me today that they had something came up with their family unexpectedly. So hopefully I'll get all the call signs written down this time. Anyway, this net meets every Thursday at 8 p.m. through the Hortonville Wires X Fusion repeater on 443.95 megahertz analog with a 77 hertz PL tone. We thank the Hamilton County EMA for the use of this repeater. This net's purpose is to promote discussion on various topics in amateur radio, spread awareness of events in the amateur radio community, and to provide a line of communications for all buy-sell trades. Tonight's topic is going to be kind of another roundtable discussion to cover another one of the topics that were suggested, which is more on ham radio equipment. So what we're going to do is a roundtable discussion on equipment you have in your shack, and this could include anything, radios, antennas, test equipment, tools, anything you feel people would be interested in hearing about, especially something that maybe not many people are familiar with, and why you bought it. So it could be your radio, it could be some cool piece of test equipment or whatever. In addition, when you check in, if you have a topic you would like to hear about in the future, just name that topic and I'll jot that down, and then we'll see what comes up. So, you know, if you're wanting to know more about HF antennas for HOAs or power amplifiers or accessories like antenna switches or whatever, there's some topic you'd like to hear about, then we'll get that on the list for future discussions. We'll start with roll call, followed by announcements, club reports, and then the discussion topic, and end with buy, sell, swap, wants, that sort of thing. Any questions related to tonight's topic should wait until the end of the net when we open it up to all other questions. Check-ins will be handled in groups, starting with suffixes Alpha through Foxtrot, Golf through Lima, Mike through Romeo, and then Sierra through Zulu. So first of all, is there an emergency traffic? W9KD. Okay. Does anyone have announcements or a club report or something? We'll handle those first. So anybody have any of those topics?
This is Kilo Charlie 9, Alpha Alpha Papa. I'm short time, but I do have some Piglet announcements. We got some people coming back, so just ping me in a bit.
Rather quickly, anybody else have announcements? Number 9, Delta Alpha Mike, any other announcements? Okay, well, let's just go ahead with David, since he's on short time also. Go ahead, David.
Thank you, John. Sorry, it's kids' volleyball tournament night.
Dallas, you want to go ahead with yours while we're on the subject? Okay, thanks, Dallas. Anybody have questions for Dallas? Do we have any other check-ins? Not check-ins, announcements. Okay, now we'll go ahead with check-ins, and then after that, I'll give my announcements that I've got. They're short, but anyway, let's go Alpha through Foxtrot for check-ins.
Key Delta, Delta Alpha November, short time.
Was that you, Dan? WD9DAN?
That was me. I was calling for you earlier. I didn't know anything about the net. I'm out on the tricycle. I had some things to tell you, but I'll do that later. I'll just check in. I'm short time. I got to get out of here in a minute.
Okay. Sounds good. Well, I'll check for other short times now that you mentioned. I don't know if I remember to do that or not. So thanks for checking in, and I'll talk with you after a while. Any stations on short time?
Kilo Delta 9 Hotel Yankee Golf, Joe on short
time. Whiskey 9 Sierra Tango, Gary and Fishers, I'll be in and out, so I'm checking in short time.
Okay, I got Joe KD9HYG. As in golf, I hope that's correct. Then I got Gary at W9ST. Any other short time?
RGH.
RGH, what's the prefix again?
9.
Kilo Delta 9 Hotel Yankee Golf.
Yeah, well, I got Joe, KD9HYG, and then I've got RGH, but I'm not catching the prefix to the call. So RGH, try again. Well, you're a little quick on the trigger. You have to wait about a second or two before you start talking, because this has a audio delay on it, so try again.
KD9RGH.
Okay, I think I got it. KD9RGH, and the name and QTH, please. You're not quite holding the repeater up, so I'll get it off QRZ.
AC9AAP with a comment, John.
Go ahead.
I don't think they're on the repeater. Pretty sure they're just opening up on the simplex. I don't copy them at all.
Oh, I was kind of wondering that on her last transmission, because I didn't hear the courtesy beep. KD9RGH, can you check to see if your transmit is offset? It sounds like you're on simplex, so you might look at that and then try checking in again here in just a minute. Are there any other stations on short time? Okay, nothing heard there. This is W9KD. Now we'll go Alpha through Foxtrot.
Kilo Delta 9, Bravo Kilo Uniform, Mike, Noblesville.
Kilo 9, Echo Alpha Tango, Andre in Westfield.
I've got Dallas N9DAM, Mike KD9BKU, and K9EAT. I missed the name there.
Yeah, K9EAT, this is Andre in Westfield.
Oh, that's right. Okay. Andre in Westfield. Thank you. Any others, Alpha through Foxtrot? Okay, Golf through Lima.
This is Alpha Delta 9, Kilo Tango, and Kilo Delta 9, Sierra Zulu Foxtrot. Westfield, Kemenpass.
Whiskey 9, Lima Bravo X-ray, Brandon from Noblesville.
Okay, on that last go around, there were two stations that doubled, and I didn't catch either one. So, the one that's on the handy talkie, go ahead first, please.
Kilo 9 and 2 at Bravo, Mike.
KD9KUP, Joe, Noblesville.
Okay, I got Joe K9JPM and Joe KD9KUP. Any others, Golf through Lima?
This is Alpha Delta 9 Kilo Tango and Kilo Delta 9 Sierra Zulu Foxtrot, Kemenpass, Westfield.
Ooh, okay, Cam, I got you that time. Sorry. KD9KT. And Pat, Kilo Delta 9, Sierra Zulu Foxtrot, Westfield. Any others? Golf through Lima.
Did you copy W9LBX, John?
Deb in Westfield.
Okay, W9LBX. Got you down in Westfield. That's Brandon. Okay. And then Deb, I didn't catch your call sign, Deb.
KD9RGH, Deb in Westfield.
Oh, okay. You got on the repeater frequency or offset correct there. Thank you very much, Deb. So just to review, I've got KD9KT, I've got KD9SCF, W9LBX, K9JPM, KD9KUP, 89, well, I already said that, that's Pat, or Kim, and then Deb, KD9RGH. Have I missed anybody? Okay, let's go through Mike through Romeo.
K9QL, Alex in West Indianapolis.
Got Alex, K9QL in West Indianapolis. Any others? Mike through Romeo. Okay, Sierra through Zulu.
KD9 Uniform Lima Victor, this is Dick in Fishers.
Kilo Sierra Delta Quebec, Paul in Carmel.
Kilo Delta 9 Yankee Yankee, Sean in Noblesville.
Kilo Delta 9 Uniform Zulu X-ray, Rodney in Westfield.
Okay, I've got K9QL, Alex in West Indianapolis, KD9ULV, Dick and Fishers, and I got Paul KA9SDQ in Carmel, and Sean KD9YY in Noblesville, and Rodney KD9UZX in Westfield. Any others, Sierra through Zulu? Okay, that was KD9WQQ, Paul, and Fisher, is that correct?
Correct.
Thank you. Anybody else, Sierra through Zulu?
KD9WZT, Nate, Arcadia, no traffic.
KD9WTZ, Nate, I missed where you're located.
Whiskey Zulu Tango, and I'm in Arcadia.
Okay, got a little dyslexic there. KD9WZT, Nate in Arcadia. Thank you. Any other check-ins all the way through the alphabet? Got Monica in 9MRT, any in Fishers, any others? Okay, this W9KD. Well, other than the field days, which have already been announced, I've got kind of leftover announcements from last week, maybe one addition. Anyway, upcoming Indiana Ham Fest, we've got the East Central Indiana Ham Fest in Winchester, Indiana. That's on Saturday, July 29th, Randolph County 4-H Fairgrounds. Free parking and free admission, because they have a apparently wealthy benefactor that's paying for everything, so you can go to that one, it won't cost anything. And you still can get, win the prizes. So I don't know, they may have a separate raffle for the prizes, but anyway, the general admission is free. August 12th is Hendricks County Tailgate Fest at Avon United Methodist Church in Avon. So we'll talk about that more as the time gets closer. Huntsville Ham Fest is a pretty good ham fest, they say. That's in August also, 19th and 20th. That's the ARRL convention. And, of course, that's where the Space Center is, too. So if you're thinking about heading south in August, it might be worth stopping in at that one and then also go to the Huntsville Center Museum. Lewis and Clark Trail in the Air spatial event is still going on. Goes through June 19th. Just to commemorate, obviously, the Lewis and Clark expedition. If you want more information on that, here's where you need to go. Get your pencil ready. www.ctota.org. That's Charlie Tango, Oscar Tango Alpha .org. Also coming up in August is the Brickyard 400 Spatial Event Station, W9IMS. That's August 7th through August 13th. Information on that is W9IMS.org.
Zulu.org.
Do we have any additional check-ins at this time? Okay, so we'll go back around and do tonight's topic, which is equipment in your shack that you would like to tell people about. And we'll just go back to the top of the list here. See, the short timers are gone. Joe, KD9HYG, can you tell us about any of your equipment? He's a short time too. Never mind. Looks like it's Mike, KD9BKU.
Okay, thanks, John. I don't have anything real off the wall interesting right now. My shack is a work in progress, but I do have a ICOM 7300, which is kind of my focal point right now, and having a lot of fun with it and still learning a lot with it. Working on some different antenna applications to use in the house, but mostly to do much, I still take it outside and set up an antenna, and really enjoying just that radio, but I plan on adding a lot more as the year goes on.
Yeah, well, fine, Mike. Anybody have any questions about a 7300? Okay, how about Andre, K9EAT?
Yeah, thanks, John. This is Andre, K9EAT. So I'm still dabbling a bit, figuring out what I want to do in radio. So for my base at home, I've got a ICOM 765, which is, let's just say, not really new. I think it's around late 80s or early 90s at the most. And it's large enough, it looks like I ought to be able to reheat a cup of coffee in it. It's about the size of a microwave. And I also have a little radiodity dual band hooked up to a J-pole on my antenna that I'm using right now. For handheld, I have got a Baofeng that I carry around with me, and I actually picked up a Kenwood D74. I'm just starting to explore the manual. I was pretty excited to be able to send myself a text from it, which I know might sound weird to some people, but there's so much more to learn on that. I'm going to have all kinds of questions. Right now I'm drinking from the fire hose on that, and I'm starting to think about putting a mobile in my truck. I haven't decided where I'm going to get yet, and it's a company vehicle that I really shouldn't be poking holes any place that I can't plug or hide later. So always open to learning any creative antenna mounting solutions, or if anybody finds the lip mounts work better than a roof mount or anything like that, that's something I'm exploring.
Real fine. Anybody have any questions or comments to Aunt Andre? Go ahead, Dallas.
K98T. Thanks, Dallas. I should have mentioned I'm in a 2019 F-150, which is aluminum, so the mag mount's not going to be an option. Very interested in the lip mount, though, either on a door, maybe on the edge of the hood, something like that.
Well, actually, I've got a Ford F-150, aluminum hood, nothing sticks to it. I use the diamond, you know, it's kind of universal mount where you can, it'll adjust different directions. A lot of people use them on SUVs on the back tailgate thing, but I've got mine on the hood on the opposite side of my radio end, commercial Ford antennas on the right, and this thing's on the left, and I have a, I think it's a Comet, halfway vertical, 2 meter 440, and it works great.
Is that the no hole, so it just goes around the edge of the hood and grabs one of the factory bolt holes?
No, it's a lip mount, and so it's got little Allen screws on the underneath side that you screw into the hood. So no holes, no bolts or anything, and I mean, I can be going 80 miles an hour down the road and it's not going to come off. I do have to take it off. I unscrew the antenna and then loosen up the mount and throw it in the engine compartment and shut the hood when I go through the car wash, but that's not a big hassle. I just carry an Allen wrench in the glove compartment.
Well, that's perfect. That's actually the location and the type that I've been looking for and wanted to know if anybody could tell 30, so it sounds like that's a good choice. Thanks, John.
Okie doke. Real fine, Andre. Anybody have any more questions for Andre? It's Kim, 89KT. You're up next.
This is KD9. Sierra Zulu Fox Trot, this is Pat. I don't really have anything to add tonight, but I'm just listening.
Okay, real fine, Pat. Thanks a lot. So, next on the list. There was Pat. W9LBX, Brandon.
W9LBX. I think one of my favorite things that I've got in the shack is my Nano VNA. I got the knockoff version of it. I think it was only around $50. Not that the official version's terribly more expensive, but it's a handy little thing if anybody's ever used one. It's just an antenna analyzer, but if anybody's seen my setups at the QSO party or Winter Field Day, you know I like building antennas. So that's kind of an invaluable thing to have that, from what I understand, options in the past were prohibitively expensive, so the ability to get something for $50 that can analyze an antenna, give you an idea of if you need to trim or add some to the element length or whatnot and get it fine-tuned, that's probably one of my favorite things that I've got right now.
Super. Anybody have any questions for Brandon on that? Yeah, I just recently bought the tiny spectrum analyzer, tiny SA, and haven't even had a chance to do anything other than charge the battery in it. But so I hope to learn about that. But yeah, I've heard those VNAs are really handy and actually do work well, even though they're low cost. So thanks, Brandon. Joe, K9JPM.
Yeah, K9 Juliet Bravo, Mike, just for correction there. If you can hear me, I'm on a portable. It's one of those FT-70Ds. It's the only thing I've got that actually covers 440 here in the shack. But I also have a 2 meter radio for the Noblesville repeater. It's a ICOM 2800 that I got from W9, I can't remember the call, but he lives up in Cicero. So anyway, I have those two in the mobile. I have a Chinese radio, a Wuxim, I forget the model number, but it's a dual band, and I also have a I think it's not Diamond, but it's the other friend, Comet. Real bad antenna on a mag map there that I've got mapped on the roof of my estate. And the combination, while I don't necessarily like the radio, works quite well for me. As far as hearing the shack, I don't really have anything other than it can be a radio. I've got a TS-430 and a dipole antenna combination that I picked up free of charge from 85URS. I can't think of the name, but anyway, I need to get that stuff hooked up. I think it's a decent combination, but I won't know until I actually get it hooked up and get it on the air. So anyway, that's really all I have. K9JDM, back to you.
Okay, thanks, Joe. Any questions for Joe? W9KD. Okay, we'll go to the next Joe. KD9KUP.
Excuse me, KD9KUP. Yeah, mine would probably be the same, the FD-70, what I'm on right now. I've had a blast with it, not just on 2 meters or 70 centimeters, but also fusion. And have a really good blast using it. That's what I talk on most of the time. I do mobile wise. I have the PYG9800 quad band, which I really enjoy. And then I think most everybody knows I've been working on that Kenwood 830 sugar. I'm hoping to bring that to Big Field Day and get that to transmit as long as it is on here.
Okay, thanks, Joe. Any questions for Joe? Okay, Deb, your turn, KD9RGH. Well, she must have had to leave. So now we're at Alex, K9QL. And he's gone. So, Dick, KD9 ULV.
Yeah, KD9 ULV. This is Dick and Fishers. I'm running on a Yaesu FTM-300D as my base station. I live in an HOA, and so I can't put an antenna outside. So I have one up in the attic, as high as I can get it. And I have a second story house, so I can get it up there pretty good. I have a Diamond X50A base antenna up there, and it seems to do very well for me. And then I power the radio off of an Astron power supply, and really seem to get very good reception, and very, very happy with the way the whole thing works out.
Well, you're full quieting and outstanding audio, so it's the station's working well for you. Any questions for Dick? Hey, Paul, K9SDQ.
Thank you, John, and good evening to everyone on the net. My shack, I have a FTM-400 mobile radio installed in my car. That's what I'm using right now. I like it very well. I just have it going to a Diamond mag mount antenna, and I have three HTs. I've got a 2 meter, and then I've got a couple of dual band. I've got the Yaesu VX6R, and I have the Yaesu FT5DR, which I bought when my FT2DR died, so I had to replace it with something that could do digital. And then I also have an HF radio. I've got a Yaesu FT100D. It does HF, VHF, and UHF. And I bought that thing because my brother had one. He liked it, so I bought one, but I've just never put it on the air. So thinking I might bring that out to field day and try it out, see if it works. So that's my ham shack. This is KA9SDQ back to net.
Okay, thanks, Paul. Anybody have questions for Paul on his stuff? Okay, Sean, K9YY. And apparently he had to leave. KD9UZX, Rodney.
KD9UZX, I am quite new to ham radio, and so my shack is very limited. I started with a Yaesu FT-70 and had good experience with that, but with only 5 watts, I wasn't reaching some of the repeaters that I wanted to, and so last year, my first upgrade was to an Anytone 778, and I'm powering that with a Chen's LiPo battery and using a Slim Jim antenna interior to my home. I do have vaulted ceilings, so it's up about 12 feet, but that's given the HOA regulations about the best I can do. And that's my ham shack for now, but I'm interested in a stronger mobile radio at some point, and I'm always interested in new equipment that's coming out. KD9UZX, clear.
Okay, thank you, Rodney. Any questions for Rodney on his stuff? Oh, it's Paul, KD9WQQ. Oh, stand by. I think we had somebody with a question. Did somebody have a question for Rodney? Okay. Go ahead, Paul. Not hearing KD9WQQ. Try one more time. Okay, well, we're down to Nate. KD9WZT, go ahead. And he dropped out. Monica, H9MRP, go ahead.
I don't really have much of a shack. What I have is a computer table with a radio on it. And I, when I was buying my radio, I wanted to get something that I could grow into, so I got the FT991A, and I wanted a, something that would last for a while, and it's going to take me quite some time to learn this radio. Last fall, or this, no, it was this spring, I think, Don helped me pick out an antenna, and I got the done.
Kind of dropped out at the end there, but got most of the FT991A. Boy, that is a nice radio. Anybody have questions for Monica?
This is W9ST. You can add me back to the list.
Oh, okay, Gary. You want us to tell us about your shack?
Well, I have not yet decided if I'm joining Team ICOM or Team Yaesu. So what I did to get on HF, because I didn't know if I was going to want to do it or not, I started looking for used radios. And I ended up with a Tentec Triton 4, which is a digital radio, but it was an early transistor model that was actually built in 1979. So it is kind of an antique at this point. But it's been a good starter radio. It only has five bands and only about six knobs on it, so just the basics. But even with that ancient, fairly inexpensive piece of equipment and a NFED thrown out my window, I've still got something like 15, 16 countries with it. So it's worked out pretty good. Another thing I wanted to mention, it's not part of my shack per se, but for mobile events, I really like the little D-shaped earpiece I bought that fits in my ear, but lets me also hear outside sounds. So it's similar to what law enforcement and other professionals wear, even though I bought it on Amazon. But I really like that for working events because I can talk with people and not feel like I've got one ear plugged up.
Okay, anybody have questions for Gary on his gear? Well, although that Triton's an older rig, I remember when they came out, you know, and they are really still good radios, good performance, obviously, because you've been hitting a lot of different countries. And Dallas just texted me and said I missed him. I was thinking he was short time, so my mistake. Dallas, go ahead.
You're getting, and you might not realize it's a piece of junk until you've already paid for it. So in my case, I could probably use some upgrades as far as a new speaker and maybe putting new, fresh capacitors in it. But it does the job for now until I upgrade to something with a cool waterfall on it. And that control.
Wait. Okay, I'm sorry. I doubled with you on the first part of that, but we got most of it. So anybody have any questions for Gary? Now, I was commenting, Gary, that the Tritons are good radios, even though they're older ones. They have good performance, which is obvious since you've hit 15 to 16 countries already. Okay, so as I mentioned, I thought Dallas was short time, so my mistake. So Dallas, go ahead. Super. Anybody have questions for Dallas on his gear? Okie doke. Have I missed anybody? I didn't quite catch the call. Try again. My shack, I mean, I've got a bunch of older stuff that I won't go through all of it, but my main rig is It's kind of like Gary there. I've got kind of an old radio, a Kenwood TS-440S, which is identical to the one that Racy's has. And I bought it new back in, early 90 or late 80s, something like that. And it's been working like a champ. But eventually I do want to upgrade to one of the newer ones, something with the waterfall. But I have barely had time to run this one, so haven't gotten around to getting anything. Then I've got the FTM 400 that I'm talking on, and I've got another one in my car. And then I think it might have been Joe. I see 2800 in my truck. That's an old one. But the color scheme of the case and the color scheme of the display matches my truck perfectly. It's like it's built for it, so I hate to get rid of that, and it still works. Then I've got a Yaesu 2-meter radio, and then another ICOM IC2720 dual bander, and then in the truck I've got a ICOM IC7000 HF. So that's kind of the setup here. Various antennas that are up in the air that I won't go through that whole list. So anybody else have any comments or questions or anything on equipment? Okay, then kind of a related question. For future nets, does anybody have any requests that we cover a particular topic, like HF antennas for an HOA, or some kind of, some comments about digital radios or anything like that, where you'd like to see something covered in the future? Send me an email, w9kd@aol.com, because we're happy to get into more detail on equipment and help people make decisions on what they want. So just send that to me, w9kd@aol.com. Also want to remind everybody, the IRLP feature on the Noblesville repeater and the WiresX feature on the on this repeater are there for you to use. Don't be shy about jumping in and using those. If you have any questions about how to use that, send me an email. Okay, I think we're ready for the buy-sell trade. Anybody have anything that they want to sell? N9DAM, go ahead. Okay, anybody have any inquiries to Dallas on that radio? Okay, well, I've got the earlier model of that, the 2720, and I can say that the 2730 is a nice radio. And when I say nice, its performance is good. It's good selectivity and good audio quality. Easy to operate, and it's one of those where you can set up the memory so that the memories can jump between 2 meters and 440. My old 2800 band A is only 2 meters, band B is only 440, but on this ICOM, it's both bands can be on either side of the radio, if you know what I mean. So anybody have any questions for Dallas on the radio? Have anything else, Dallas? Okay, real fine. Well, that's kind of why I haven't gotten rid of my 2720 either. I don't need it, but I hate to get rid of it. So, anybody else have anything to sell? Anybody have anything they're looking to buy or have a question about a piece of equipment that you're thinking about buying and want some comments or opinions about it? Okay, any late check-ins?
Kilo Delta 9, Uniform Yankee Charlie, Mark and Fishers.
KD9 UIC.
Roger, roger.
Danny, you still taking check-ins? This is Whiskey 9, Lima Mike Romeo.
Got Larry, W9LMR, and UIC, I can't remember the name in QTH there.
This is KD9 UIC. It's Mark and Fishers.
Hey, thanks, Mark. Any other late check-ins? Okay, well, anybody else have anything for the net? Somebody hit something, but you were kind of broken. Try again.
W9ST.
Oh, go ahead, Gary.
I don't know if you mentioned it when I was off the air, but I do like the idea of doing the two nets, the check-ins, differently. I thought that was, I hadn't thought about it, but that was a good point you made that the HF nets do check-ins like we do here, so that's why I thought we should continue to do them like this, but if we do have a new net operator, we could do it with roll call style, make it a little easier for the, so they don't have to identify each and every call sign.
Okay, good feedback, Gary. And what Gary's talking about is, as you know, we do check-ins different here than we do on the Sunday night net. The check-ins here is a little more awkward, but the reason we're doing it this way is to give people experience in this way of doing it, because a lot of nets do check in the way we're doing it here, especially HF nets. That's probably the way most of those work. So, anyway, we can change it back and forth. Like I've said before, this net is not regimented. It's kind of a experimental atmosphere to it, so we like trying different things. So anything else on that, Gary? Okay, and speaking of nets, net control. One of the purposes of this net is to give people experience on being in net control, so that's why we're looking for newcomers. So if you want to give it a try, send an email to Alex, AC9XK, @ARRL.net, or me, W9KD, @AOL.com, isn't it? So anyway, we're wanting people to get some experience. We'll help you out. We won't leave you all by yourself on the net and that sort of thing. So send us an email and we'll help you get going on that. Anybody have anything else for the net? Okay, well, we're still kind of working on next week's topic and that sort of thing. And I think it'll be interesting. So that's it. Thank you very much for participating, and we'll catch you on the Sunday night net on 145.17 or 443.55 PL tone 77 hertz on the Noblesville Sierra net, That's a good one. We have Newsline, if you don't already know, and very interesting net there. So 7-3, and we'll look for you next week. This W9KD closing the net. What have I got? 9-0.